So how can a patient maximize a visit to include an annual wellness visit? Well, let's find out with Dr. Sydney Clevenger, CMO for North Florida's Physician Services Group. Dr. Clevenger, thank you for your time. So how do you determine which patients that are currently scheduled qualify for an annual wellness visit?
Currently, any patient who has Medicare qualifies for one annual wellness visit a year. You just have to appropriately code it as an initial annual wellness visit or a subsequent annual wellness visit. And that's basically anyone who has Medicare, regardless of what reason they're in your office, will qualify to do an annual wellness visit during that visit.
So then what are the benefits of kind of combining these two together, completing an annual wellness visit during a regular scheduled visit?
Those are multiple. The first is that it does not inconvenience the patient that they have to come there for an extra time to just undergo an annual wellness visit. And so you can see them during the course of any of their regular visits throughout the year for whatever their current medical issues are, plus carry out an annual wellness visit. And so that also allows that scheduled slot to be saved for someone else. Perhaps if you were just simply scheduling for an annual wellness visit and you had all your visits taken up that day, you could actually have that patient be seen at their regular visit time plus do the annual wellness visit, and you would have that other available appointment time to see someone else for whatever they want, another annual wellness visit or another current medical issue. And so it's just much more efficient to do it that way, and it makes the patient to be able to be seen in a timely fashion and have all their needs met. And it also adds to patient safety, because doing an annual wellness visit, you're going to identify any potential risk or issues they may have, be it medications or issue of falls or any new cognitive issues or whatever that you could pick up during this visit, and perhaps either schedule another visit or make an appropriate referral to an appropriate specialist to address some of these issues or send the physical therapy if they have fall risk. Because there's a lot of benefits from doing these whenever you have the opportunity to do them at the earliest visit that they have.
Yeah, it seems like the benefit is clear, more efficient combining the two together, and then actually more convenient for the patient as well to combo visit and take care of both in one visit. So then what responsibilities do your medical assistants have when documenting an annual wellness visit?
Actually, the medical assistants play a very large role in this. And what we have done is in the template section of your ECW chart, there is a section that's put on everyone's template that says HCA annual wellness visit, and that will move a set of questions that are part of the medical health questionnaire and the risk assessment. The MA will ask the patient a series of questions that are very simple, don't require any medical decision making, and they're just statements of fact. So the MA can gather all that information that is required for an annual wellness visit, and that's all done, seamlessly prior to them seeing you or right after they see you. And so it doesn't require any extra time on the provider's part other than just quickly glancing through it in the course of their visit, assimilating that information with all the other information that you typically do during the visit.
So speaking of the ECW template, how do you document in the template to be able to schedule a visit and annual wellness visit combo in a 15-minute appointment slot?
Usually when the patient calls to schedule their visit, it's scheduled from 6 months ago or a year ago or whatever, depending on whether it's follow-up or they're there for their diabetic and they're being seen every 4 months and they're there for their regular follow-up visit, or they've called and they have an issue and they need to see their provider. You simply, if they have Medicare, what I do, and it's very efficient, is our MAs go and look at the schedule the evening before and simply push that template over into anyone that has Medicare and has not had an annual wellness visit. And then it gives me the knowledge and opportunity to do the things that I need to do during an annual wellness visit as the provider to provide the appropriate documentation for that to count as an annual wellness visit. And I just do the regular visit for whatever they're going to be for during the course of this. And it really doesn't add any extra time as far as, hands-on examination or even really specifically documentation, very minimal extra documentation that literally amounts to probably, less than a minute or more of time. So that's why these can be done during the course of a regular visit with no need to add on extra time or make it an extra long slot or do any extra, documentation for that on the provider's part.
Well, that's good that you're able to combine the two and appropriately handle the paperwork. Any final thoughts on combining a regular visit with an annual visit, Dr. Clevenger?
Yes, just a couple of points I just want to point out that would be needed on the provider's part. One, in the chief complaint, it needs to say annual wellness visit. And when you're doing your description in the history of present illness, you need to state the patient is there for annual wellness visit in addition to the other issues they're there for. And under the assessment, it needs to be in the first place. The first diagnosis needs to be annual wellness visit, either initial or subsequent. And then under treatment, you need to push the educational component for annual wellness visit. And then when you code this visit, you code it and you go under Medicare and it say initial and or subsequent wellness visit. And you also push it again and put whatever level visit, whether it be a 3 or 4 based on the medical needs of that patient that day. And that's it. And those are just the additional things that you need to do. And there are some things under the PATH form that need to be filled out under preventive medicine for the patient. There's really only about 3 things under that would be high-risk medications and the annual review of long-term medications are really the main components that you have to fill out as a provider. The other things are basically matters of fact that your MA can fill out. So those are the main things that a provider has to do during that to make this count as an annual wellness visit. And actually, you can do these on televisits because it does not require a physical assessment for the annual wellness visit, only the other part of the visit that you're seeing when you do the appropriate physical exam for whatever the diagnosis that you're seeing that patient for that day. And that's the only difference. An annual wellness visit can be done on a televisit because there is no physical examination component needed to charge that visit code.
Great points to remember, especially on telehealth. So thank you for bringing that up. Dr. Clevenger, this has really been informative. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Sydney Clevenger, and now is the time to start implementing a regular visit with annual wellness visits in your practice. Thanks for listening.